When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And sportsbook.
This brings me on nicely, a nice little segue to the press conference last night in Las Vegas with Oscar De La Hoya. I want to say Oscar De La Hoya and Canelo press conference because poor Jaime Munguia, who's sitting there, Oscar De La Hoya woke up that morning and chose violence because he had a sheet of paper, he'd written it all down, he said about 30 seconds on Jaime Munguia and he's going to win this fight, and then he went about 2.5 to 3 minutes on attacking Canelo. And then obviously Canelo said his piece. I mean, we knew they didn't like each other, but I didn't think that Oscar De La Hoya would wake up that morning and choose violence with Canelo at that press conference.
Well, there's a history, isn't there, Andy, of promoters and fighters falling out over money. And that's what they were talking about there. Canelo called Oscar a cabron, a wanker, and that he was a cheat and a thief. And he steals money from his fighters. I thought Oscar De La Hoya, by saying, put some fucking respect on my name, wound Canelo up even more easily than I wind you up by putting some words on you sometimes. I think you're easier to wind up than Canelo, but I think it's a credit to you that you've got it all under control these days.
I'm a Scotsman, Gareth, man. I get wound up on anything.
No, but in all seriousness, Canelo was clearly rattled, and he wasn't going to let Oscar get away. I put my glasses off so we could do eyeballs just then. But that he was clearly really rattled by Oscar. Like you say, it's a really good way of putting it, that Oscar woke up with the intention of creating violence with his words. In there and getting under Canelo's skin. And he did a good job for Munguia, because Munguia doesn't talk a lot. And we'll just talk about that match in a minute. But it was an amazing moment. Oscar has got this zany way about him where he seems to fall out with his guys as well. He has with Ryan Garcia, if you recall. Garcia's kind of had a go at him and Bernard Hopkins in the build-up to some of his fights. Certainly Hopkins at times, but notably Oscar De La Hoya. I thought it was incredible to see Canelo push his stool back and go up, and the two bodyguards, older bodyguards of the two men get between them. Because I think for a moment, as Canelo said afterwards, I think he spoke to your colleague Colm and Matt Lenihan from Boxing Social. I saw the little sit down with him afterwards. He was saying, no, I was really fucking angry because he's got a bugbear with Canelo, with Oscar De La Hoya over the finances when they were together, says he still owes him money. which is fascinating, even though he's got more money than sense, Canelo, in his career right now. I know it was dramatic. It sold the fight. They clearly aren't friends. And I think he'd love to get Oscar De La Hoya in the ring, giving him a pasting, frankly. I think he'd like to lay one on him. I really got that sense yesterday that he was going to give him a shove if he could get near enough.
Yeah, I got that sense. And that was probably one of the few times that I've wished I could speak Spanish or understand it at least. It seems to me...
Oh, he was calling him a gay boy, maricón, wanker. He was really swearing at him. I mean, as you know, I speak Spanish. And he was calling him a thief and a liar and that he steals from his fighters. He was really calling on a fight. If someone was calling you a cabrón, maricón, all these things... For you, that would be a call to arms. Yeah. As simple as that. All I said was enough, and it was a call to arms.
It was the way you said enough. There was a way you didn't say enough. Not... Your hands up like this. You went enough.
You are right. It's not what you do. It's the way that you do it. It's not what you say. It's the way that you say it. Yeah. And that holds for life. But yesterday, as you said, Oscar ignited a row between them. No question about it.
How does this play out, though, for Canelo? It can work either two ways. He could annoy Canelo that much that his game plan goes out the window, or he's peed off Canelo that much that he's going to go out there and do a demolition on Jaime Munguia. How do you see it?
I think he's going to get the double knockout. I think he's going to... I don't think he's going to get a double knockout. I was going to say he's going to jump on Oscar De La Hoya in the ring afterwards. He probably won't. They certainly won't shake hands. Mm. Munguia, I liked seeing them next to each other yesterday. Munguia's a big guy. He's grown up from light middleweight, hasn't he, all the way to super middle. If you recall, I remember seeing him against Miguel Cotto's brother on the undercard of a Mayweather event, I think it was, when Canelo made his Las Vegas debut. He got hit by about 15 straight right crosses in the first round by Cotto. The late great Don Chargin, one of the great guys in boxing, one of the promoters, he's gone now. He's a brilliant man. Always spoke to him. Spotted Canelo for Oscar De La Hoya when he was 14 with that kind of dip body shot hook that he throws. You know, the brilliant punch that he's renowned for. Doesn't throw it that much anymore, actually. I've got to say. When you think that Canelo's come up from the age of 16, 17, 18, 19, 19 he was then, in that Vegas debut, he was a welterweight. He's come up all the weight divisions. It failed at light heavyweight. It worked against a faded Kovalev, but it didn't work against probably a pound-for-pound great 12-stone-7 in Bivol. I still think he can be slightly overmatched at super middleweight. And seeing Munguia next to him, I'm coming to my point, seeing Munguia next to him, he's a big guy. And I don't know if you know this, Andy, and I've told a few other people, Munguia's father was a heavyweight, yeah?
I didn't know that, which,
no. No, his father was a heavyweight. So regardless of the size of his mother, he's a six-footer, he's heavy-boned, and he fights like a heavy-boned man, doesn't he? And I think it could go one of two ways. I think Canelo looks really focused on the fight to me. I think Oscar's focused his mind. I really do. But Munguia could either bring the very best out in Canelo and we'll see a great fight, and I think he'll pip it on points, or his number may be found out by Munguia at this stage, who hasn't fought the elite level. This is no disrespect to John Ryder and Liam Smith either, by the way, who are great fighters. He hasn't fought someone of the caliber of Canelo yet, even though he looked good in comparison with John Ryder, with Canelo and Munguia fighting Ryder. Munguia has it in his capabilities to win this fight. We've not seen Canelo really hurt in a fight. Munguia can hurt people. But I just feel that what Oscar's done is he's sharpened up Canelo for Saturday night. I really do, because he's got, as I was saying, the double knockout on his mind now. He wants to knock out Munguia and stop Munguia, but but he also wants to shut up the ex-promoter, Oscar De La Hoya. I've got Canelo winning on points. I know people say, yeah, but Munguia's volume punching is greater, and he probably hits a lot harder than a lot of fighters Canelo's been in with recently. Let's not forget how great Canelo is and he has been. And I think we tend to overlook fighters when they've been around a long time. And we're disappointed that he's not having the David Benavidez fight. So I think it's a really good fight. How do you see it?
I see an action-packed fight. I think when Canelo gets somebody that comes forward to him and applies pressure to Canelo, that's when we see Canelo used to... If he doesn't really respect you, Canelo, not that's probably the wrong word again, but if he feels like he's on the front foot, he just won a big... You know what I mean? I think that Munguia is going to bring that old Canelo out where we're going to see the Danny Jacobs slip, dips and rolls and counters. I think he might get to him. I think he'll drop him. I think Canelo might drop him. But I think it might be points as well because Jaime Munguia is big, he's tough, he's strong. You're going to have to be somebody much bigger and stronger than Canelo to knock Jaime Munguia, I believe. But yeah, it's an exciting fight. And I do want to touch on this last question, if you want to make it quick. You mentioned Liam Smith and John Ryder. Now, I've had this argument that people are saying to me, oh, look what Canelo done to John Ryder. Look what Munguia done to John Ryder. But I say to them, you need to go back a few more years. Canelo stopped Liam Smith and Munguia didn't stop Liam Smith. Okay, Munguia might have just stopped John Ryder and Canelo might have went the distance with John Ryder, but styles make fights. Do you know what I mean? You can't read too much into past opponents and whatnot. So just... I think this is going to be a firecracker. And if you want a stereotype, and forgive me if I'm offending anyone, but if you want a stereotype, when you've got two Mexican warriors going at it, there's more to it than belts, there's bragging rights, there's pride, there's a nation behind you. There's more to it than this, and that's why it's going to be an absolutely firecracker of a fight.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say that in my discourse just now with you, but I do agree as well that there's an element in this fight that Munguia's style... his come forward kind of aggressive style may suit Canelo at this stage in his career because he is very clever. He's very evasive as well as and countering as well in his movement. I spoke to John Ryder about this. I did an off the cuff episode for DAZN with John Ryder that was fascinating just before he announced his retirement. It might've actually just been before the Munguia fight, but it was obviously after the Canelo fight. And he was saying the tiny adjustments that Canelo makes in the ring are amazing when you're fighting him, that he's so difficult, in fact, to fight, and that things come at you when you're really not expecting them. Like you say, there should be no disappointment about Canelo fighting Munguia. Yes, we want to see him in against David Benavidez, and I hope that fight happens. I also want to see him in against Terence Crawford, by the way. But I agree with you. It's a Canelo victory on Saturday night. I think it'll be 11-12 hard-fought rounds. Wouldn't surprise me if Canelo did stop him late. But it wouldn't surprise me either if Munguia nicked the victory as well. But I think he's going to have to stop him to get it.
I think especially with the, you know, I'm not, again, I don't want to get into
specific. I know. You know where I'm going with weekend. It. Canelo owns it, all of that kind of stuff. Las Vegas, they're looking, that there's a psychological thing that everyone is looking for Canelo to win. They want the Benavidez fight. They want Terence Crawford after fighting Madrimov to step up and fight. I do. I want to see him fight Canelo. I don't think there's a massive size difference between the two men.
No, definitely. You've been around Canelo and Terence Crawford. They're the same height. I mean, Canelo might be thicker, but who's to say Crawford can't put on that extra little bit of beef? Do you know what I mean?
I think Crawford beats him.
I'm going to hold my tongue on that one. It's fascinating. So, like, you know yourself, Gareth, sometimes... the only thing that beats a pound-for-pound great is moving up too big. Do you know what I mean? That's the only thing that beats a pound-for-pound great, is just going that little bit too far in the weight divisions and meeting a bigger guy who matches you in skill set. That is the only difference. So it's definitely fascinating if we do get that. And the way boxing's going right now, where His Excellency Turki Alashik, the way his vision is, who knows? Who knows?
Exactly. If there's enough money on the table, Terence might step up to a fifth weight division. You just don't know.
Exactly. No. Gareth, I've got to say, you've made my Thursday morning way better.
Great. Thank you. And you too.
And I appreciate your time and enjoy your paddle boarding. And I'll speak to you soon, brother. Gareth, do that. Let me see if it works. Do that.
That one,
yeah. Watch. Hopefully it works because that will suit you perfectly. Is it working? No, it doesn't work. Normally there's like a laser beams. It does laser beams behind you. No, it's not working. Oh, well. No. You don't see my Sam Jones interview. I get Sam to do this and it does different things behind them. It changes the screen. Are you on your phone?
I'm on my phone.
Yeah, I might have to be a computer that you're on. Anyway, we'll do it next time. I'll show you next time when you're on the laptop. Gareth, thank you so much, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day and I'll speak to you
later. Soon.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers. Bye.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook.
Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.